Thank you, Pastor. It's good to be here on this Wednesday evening. I'm glad you're here. I hope the Lord will help each of us tonight, and God does know what I need and what you need, and He'll give us what we need if we'll let Him. Amen. And I trust tonight that we'll all have a spirit of obedience in our heart to God and obey the Lord tonight and do what God wants us to do. And I appreciate the privilege of being here, and I appreciate the privilege to preach. I enjoy coming here. Been coming here for a long time, amen. I always look forward to it, and I appreciate the pastor letting me come this year and giving me the privilege to preach. You pray for us tonight. God will help us, amen, in the service. How many has got a Bible tonight? Got a Bible tonight? Hold it up there for just a moment. Let's see if you got a Bible. Amen. And you know that is a King James Bible. There is none other. Amen. Hey, you ever heard that little chorus, you know, that says the B-I-B-L-E? That's a book for me. Let's sing that. Would that be okay? The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's a book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Thank you. I appreciate that. You may be seated, amen, if you'd like to. Amen. I want to read tonight. First, I want to read in the book of Matthew. And that's going to be in the last chapter, and this is not the scripture I'm preaching from tonight, but I just feel like the Lord wants me to read it to you and say a few things briefly about it tonight, and then I'm going to go over into the book of, got to turn the thing on. Amen. Okay, let's see. I hope this is the right one. Is that the right one? Okay, thank you. Amen. I'll tell you what. Jokingly, I think God called preacher don't need that no how. Amen. I'm joking about that. Amen. Matthew chapter 28 tonight. You find your place right there. And I'll read the last two verses. And I don't want to take a long time tonight. Amen. But down here in verse number 19, the Lord said this. And listen, you do know that these were the last words that Christ spoke before He ascended back to heaven. Isn't that right? Yes. And you know, the last words of people are always important. Amen. And they're interested. Amen. So let's see what the Lord's saying to us right here in nine of these verses. He said, go ye therefore. Amen. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Now let's pray. Our Father, I bow tonight to thank you for the goodness of God today, your grace and mercy and love, the privilege to be together tonight, dear Lord God. I pray you'd bless tonight and throughout these services, this meeting. I pray, Lord, our hearts may be stirred and we may be moved, dear Father, have a greater burden, Lord, to get the Word of God out than we've ever had before. Make us a blessing tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me say three things about these verses I just read quickly. That is, he says here in verse number 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Amen. And, you know, I believe when he says teach all nations, that is having to do with preaching the Word of God. I believe that, beloved friend, is saying to us tonight that we are to evangelize sinners. Amen. Getting the Word of God out to a lost world and getting the gospel out, men, women, boys, and girls everywhere. So we are, that he's saying there in that verse, evangelize sinners, amen. And then he goes on and says, to baptize, amen. Amen. And that's what we're to do, isn't that right? You get people saved and you get them to be baptized, amen. Amen. And then down in the verse number 20, then he says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. Well, what's that about tonight? Well, I'm going to say this. We are to evangelize, we're to baptize, and we're to Christianize. You see what you mean by that, preacher? I mean, the people we get saved and we're baptized, we are to make Christians out of them. And I tell you what tonight, friend, I don't believe that we're producing many Christians today. Amen. Amen. And I'll tell you what, I'd rather, in a way, if the Lord would let me and be the Lord's will, I would be glad to preach something else tonight than what I'm going to preach. But this is what the Lord said to preach tonight. I hope you'll like it. If you don't, tell the Lord about it. Amen. No need to tell me because it won't help you either. Amen. Amen. I'm not much to tell humorous things. I've heard people do that. And I said, well, that was a good little humorous joke or, and I thought, well, I'll use that sometime. You know what? I just forget about it. Amen. Don't even know what it's about. Amen. But here, listen. So the husband and his wife had a little spat inside the mall, and he got on the scales to weigh. And his wife said, look, it says you are sweet, handsome, and wealthy. Amen. Amen. And she said it also was wrong about your weight too, amen. Well, it don't hurt to laugh a little bit once in a while, does it? Amen. Now, I want to read tonight in the book of Acts, chapter number 11. And try to preach to you tonight what I feel like the Lord would have me to preach to us tonight in the service. Amen. And I'd like to read more tonight, but because of the time, I'm just going to read one verse right here. And that down in verse number 26, 11:26 of Acts tonight. Look at it. He said, and when he had found him, that is Barnabas, went and looked for and found Paul and brought him back to Antioch. Amen. And he says, when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with a church. Praise God. I tell you right now, friend, everybody that's saved, God has a church for you. Every saved person ought to be in the house of God. Amen. And by the way, every saved person not only is to have a church and need a church, but they need a shepherd, they need a pastor, amen. Amen. Well, I didn't mean to say some of that stuff, but I guess it's all right, amen. Look here, he goes on and says, and they assembled themselves with the church, and listen, and taught much people, and listen to this, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. And that's what I want to preach about tonight, amen. I want to preach tonight by the help of God for a little while, as quickly as I can, and say what the Lord wants me to say to us tonight in this service, amen. I want to preach tonight on this subject, and that is, Christians are so-called. Are you a Christian? I mean a real Christian tonight, in the true sense of the word, or could it be that you're just called one? You may be called one, but you're really not one.
Right.
Amen. Now, I'm not here tonight to hurt you or offend you or make you mad. I'm here to help you tonight.
Amen.
By the help of God, I'm going to try to preach and say what God wants me to preach tonight. Amen. In this service. And so tonight, the word Christian is a word that's not used very much in the Bible. Amen. As a matter of fact, I'm leaving some of this off. But you know, I believe that it's only used three times in the New Testament. Amen. Amen. And so in all these references, it is used only one time in each one of the verses, amen, for a total of three times. And we need to understand that, beloved friend, tonight. However, it's used today, I think, very loosely. And I believe it's also used without not knowing what it really means. And they have very little knowledge tonight, friend, of what a Christian really is. Do you know tonight what a Christian is? Do you really know? Do you really know? All right. So it's used tonight by people, churches, and colleges, and schools, and businesses, and politicians. Amen. And even Obama says he's a Christian. Did you know that? That's what he said. Amen. But it's also used, as Christian clubs and ball teams and all that sort of thing. Well, let me move along tonight. Amen. You know, I believe tonight that this word Christian is a word that is probably not only it's misunderstood and it's misapplied. Listen, I'm not being critical. I'm just telling you what I believe tonight. And if you believe differently, that's okay. I won't be mad at you, so don't get mad at me. All right, amen. Listen, I'm going to say this tonight. There are not many Christians in America today. And I'm going to say something else tonight. I don't believe that in most of our churches today that there are many Christians in our churches today. Now, I am of the opinion, Brother Shepherd, that in this church right here, there are probably a bit more Christians than there are in a lot of other churches tonight, amen. But We need to understand that. So we think that they're called Christians and say they are because they go to church or made a profession or maybe got baptized to sprinkle, amen, and gave some money to church, amen, or maybe some other group or merit, maybe some charity or maybe some organization or because they are a Masonic Lodge member. You don't hear anybody saying about that, do you? But I do. It's wicked. I can say a lot about that tonight, but I got to go on. You know, the Bible in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16, there it speaks, beloved friend, of the suffering Christian, amen. And Christians do suffer some. Amen. And I believe that Peter used that word at least 15 times, amen. And so, listen tonight, are you a Christian tonight, friend? Do you really know any Christian tonight? How many do you really know? How many do you really know? I believe I know a lot of saved people, but I'm being honest tonight. I'm not being critical. I don't think I know many real Christians tonight.
Right.
Amen. Now, this is nothing to shout about, but if you get right with God, you could shout amen. Amen. You know, many call themselves Christians who are not, and they think they are. And many will tell you that they are Christians who are not. They're a long ways from it. Amen. Some make profession on Sunday. And next week, you know what they're doing? They're calling themselves a Christian. No, it don't work that way, friend. It don't work that way. Do you think that's right? I know that's right. Amen. You don't become a Christian, friend, when you're first saved. You don't become a Christian overnight. It takes a while. It takes some time. Amen. Being saved for a while and, you know, living for God and serving God and doing right and all of that sort of thing. Amen. And you got to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ, and it needs to be submitted to the Lord and praying regularly and feeding on the Word of God and reading the Word of God, studying the Word of God. Amen. And going to church regularly. Amen. If you're able to go. And I understand there are some people not able to do that physically. Amen. So if so tonight, if you're called a Christian tonight, listen to this. Who calls you one? Who calls you a Christian? Well, okay. First of all, let me quickly say this. Do you call yourself a Christian tonight? Now, don't raise your hand. But how many people in this service tonight, if you were asked, do you call yourself a Christian? Raise your hand. How many would raise your hand tonight? If you call yourself one, amen. And listen tonight. Do others call you a Christian? Amen. And does your family call you a Christian? Amen. Do your neighbors call you a Christian? Amen. And church members, your fellow church members, they call you a Christian? Amen. And the fellow workers, the employees that you work with, do they call you a Christian? Well, I'm going to tell you something, my friend. I got saved when I was about 14 years old in an old-fashioned Baptist tent revival. And I've been in church all these years since that. Amen. Thank God. But wait a minute. Listen, I'm not calling myself a Christian. Amen. But I'm going to tell you one thing. That's what I want to be.
Amen.
That's what I want to be. Amen. So what about that tonight? Amen. Well, so you are called a Christian tonight and you say that you are. Well, let's check up tonight and see what a Christian is. Amen. Then you measure yourself up tonight by this. Listen, if you're here tonight and you're lost, most that I'm going to say tonight is not to you. Because, listen, friend, you know, these things, that's not a problem with you. Amen. You can do this and do that and go to church. You can give and all these other things. But that's not your real need. If you're lost tonight, you need to get saved by the grace of God. So what I'm saying tonight, I'm not talking about you right now, and maybe I will some later. But listen tonight, listen. What about this night? If you're a Christian, listen. What about our way we dress? Hey, be honest about it. How do you think Christians ought to really dress? Amen. That's important today. Well, I do say this now, according to the Bible, Christian, beloved friend, dress modestly. Don't you believe that's right? The Bible says that. Paul said that. Amen. Listen, what type of clothes do you wear? Amen. And, you know, The Bible there in Timothy chapter 2, verse 9 and through 12, he talks about that modesty, amen. By the way, you know, men and women are to dress modestly, amen. Now, we preach a lot about women, you know, the way they dress, but we don't say too much about the way men dress. But listen today, friend, what's right for one is right for another, isn't that right? Amen. And so, if you're going to dress modestly, you don't advertise for the devil. I've known people go from a Baptist church out knocking on doors and visiting, and they had on a t-shirt advertising some kind of booze. I tell you, that's not right. Hey, you ought not to wear stuff like that, amen. Amen, preacher. Well, don't advertise for the devil, amen. Amen. And Christ wore, hey, what kind of clothes do you think the Lord wore? Well, I believe that in his day upon earth, there was a difference in the way men dressed and women dressed in that day. Don't you believe that? And there is still a difference today in this world today we live in, the way men and women dress. Amen. I know this tonight, beloved friend, that he dressed himself, and the clothing that he wore covered his body. Praise God. Amen. And Christians don't wear immodest clothing. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight for that. Amen. Listen, modest clothing does not reveal the form and the fashion of your body.
Right. Amen.
Amen, preacher. Amen. And, I've seen some men and some women. And, you know, the women wore the... And, hey, women are... Save women, and Christian people don't wear... Women don't wear pants. Amen. Amen. I was in an independent Baptist church not long ago, and, you know, the pastor's wife was there. I'm not being critical, I'm just telling the truth. She was about that wide. And she had on a tight pair of, I guess you call them Levi's or blue jeans, whatever they were. And I've seen some men and some women, and they the clothes they had on, the pants had on, were so tight you'd think they would have been melted and poured in it. Amen. That's not right. That don't please God. If you're a Christian friend, you better be dressing right according to this Bible, what this Bible says tonight. Amen. Praise the good Lord. Well, let me move along now. Amen. And then what about your dress or your apparel? But what about the attitude of a child of God and a saved person? What kind of attitude do we have? Do Christians project a mean, a critical and jealous kind of attitude? And they're proud and they're vengeful and they're sarcastic and cantankerous and they're spiteful. Amen. And they're unforgiving. Amen. And all of that. What about that tonight? You say you're a Christian tonight, and beloved friend, you got unforgiveness in your heart tonight about something or somebody. You ought not to be calling yourself. Now, you may be saved, but that's another story. Amen, preacher. So, the attitude tonight. You know, a Christian ought to have a good attitude about them. That don't mean you have to go around smiling all the time. Amen. But thank God, I'll tell you, you ought to have the right kind of attitude and the right kind of spirit about you. Amen. And then the next thing I'm hearing tonight, and that is, what about the actions of a child of God and a Christian? How does a Christian supposed to act? Amen. Well, do their actions portray a worldly kind of an attitude or action? Amen. And act like the world does. And, action. You know what it said? This is right. I like this. You probably heard this said yourself through the years. Actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words, amen. You need to understand that tonight, amen. And so what about that tonight, amen. And then, you know, I've already spoken about the attitude. Just be friendly and joyful and peaceful and calm and happy and all that. Amen. Listen. Do you say you're a Christian and yet you fuss and you grumble and grudge and argue, amen, all the time about everything? Nothing suits you and pleases you. You're contrary, acting a contrary kind of a way. You know that elder son, we talk about that prodigal son, but he had an elder brother, amen. And you know, he was a long way from right too, amen. And I'm going to tell you right now, you know what kind of attitude he had? He had a contrary attitude. And I tell you, saved people and people that's a Christian people, they're not to have, beloved friend, that kind of an attitude about them. Contrary, nothing suits them, please him. Amen. Listen, do you think tonight, beloved friend, that a Christian goes around gossiping all the time and telling all the time and spreading rumors, amen, and telling untruths and telling lies and being dishonest, amen? Listen tonight. When you do wrong, and you mistreat people and all that sort of thing, and people lie about you, how do you take that, amen? Hey. You know, when things are going pretty well our way and to suit us, boy, we're just happy, you know. We smile and we're doing real good. But what about, listen, when, beloved friend, the heat and the pressure's turned on, how do we act then? Amen, preacher. Amen. Listen, what about our giving tonight? I'm just mentioning some of these things passing tonight. You know, giving tonight. You know, I think this is true tonight. I think a lot of times, a lot of saved people, they didn't know it, didn't realize it probably, but I think a lot of them, you know what they do? They act like a hypocrite and didn't even know it. Right. If you pass offerings and you put a dollar in there, you didn't want nobody to know that, did you? Amen. Try to hide that a little bit. But if you're going to put a $100 bill in there, boy, hey, you know what? That's being like a hypocrite in your giving. Do you think that's right? I know that's right. Amen. God. Hey, so what I'm saying tonight, we act like a hypocrite a lot of times, don't even know about that. Amen. Listen tonight. You know, we're to give. We're not to give grudgingly, the Bible says. We're not to give, you know, of necessity. Amen. But we're to give cheerfully, the Bible says, and do it from the heart. And we're to give sacrificially. Amen. I can give you scriptures on that. I've got some other references written down, but I'm not going to take time to turn and read that tonight. But listen tonight, friend, we are to give sacrificially. And by the way, we don't do much of that. We that are saved today in our Baptist churches, we don't know very much about giving sacrificially to the work of God. Listen, what we do and we give to the Lord and the work of God, listen tonight, what do we deny ourselves of? And what do we have to sacrifice in order to give to the work of God? You put your 10% in the offering plate on Sunday. That's good. That's wonderful. But hey, you didn't sacrifice to do it. You didn't do without anything in order to do that. Hey, I'm just telling us tonight, dear friend, about our giving. Then I'm going to say this. What about a Christian, about their church? You know, Christians really love the church. Isn't that right? Yes. Amen. Yes. And we love the house of God. And we support the work of God. And we regularly attend the house of God. And we pray, brother, for the church. Amen. And we help the sick and the weak. Amen. And those that are in need. Ephesians 5:24. And Romans 5 and verse 5 says something about that. I'm not reading these verses tonight because of time. Listen, what about this? What about a Christian, what about their witnessing? How do they witness? Amen. And I'm afraid we fail in that a lot of times.
Sure we do.
We fail in that a lot of times. We have the opportunity to witness to somebody, but we don't do it. And you know, Acts 26 and 28, Agrippa said almost, "Thou persuadest me to be a Christian." Oh, Paul witnessed to him, didn't he? And we need to witness more to more people than what we do. All right, here's a good one right here now. You'll like this one, amen. What about a Christian? What about the temper they got? Amen. Ephesians chapter number 4. I'm going to read this to you tonight. Ephesians chapter number 4. And down here in verse 26 and 27, listen to what he says. He says, "Be ye angry and sin not." You get mad, you better be careful.
Right.
Christian people, they get mad. And it's all right to get mad, but you better be careful how you act
right.
And what you say. Amen. So it says, "Be angry and sin not." Listen, "let not the sun go down upon your wrath."
Amen.
And verse 27, he says, "Neither give place to the devil." Amen. And you know, over here, let me read this to you now. Over here in the book of James tonight, in chapter number 1, I want to read a couple of verses right here. He says, verse 26 and 27, these words. He said, if any man among you seem to be religious and bother not his tongue, this man's religion, he says, is vain. Deceive his own heart, and this man's religion is vain. He said, pure religion. That's real stuff right there now. Pure religion undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fathers and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. I'm just going to say this in passion tonight, Pastor. I believe a group of people tonight in our churches that's probably overlooked and and neglected probably as much as anybody and more than most people. You know who they are? They are the widows in our churches today. And I could talk about that, but the Bible talks about that in chapter 5 of the book of Timothy. Amen. Widows, he says, widows indeed. We're to help them. We're to help them. We're to look after them. Well, then I want to say tonight, you see here not only our witnessing and our temper tonight, amen, but what about our tongue? Amen. I read that right there. Amen. God help us about that. And then about our appearance. Amen. Now, I know you're going to like this, but I think the Lord wants me to say it. You know, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, what the Bible says that it's a shame for a man to have long hair. Now, it does say that, don't it? And the Bible says that doeth not even nature itself teach you. Nature teaches you that if a man has long hair, it's a shame to him. So a man, if he don't know one verse in this Bible, never read any verse in this Word of God, nature would tell him, beloved friend, that it's a shame for him to go around with long hair.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Right.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
But wait a minute. That same chapter got something to say about women, too. You know what? I'm not being critical. I'm just telling you tonight. I've been to some independent Baptist churches, and I've been asked before God tonight. The pastor's wife and the independent Baptist church had shorter hair than any woman in that church. Don't look at me like that, friend. I know what I'm talking about. I know it's still right. And it is right. It is right for women to have long hair. You believe that? Well, a few of you may believe it.
Yeah.
And if you never read that, you men and women never read that chapter 11, you better read that, because if you already read it, friend, you didn't put into practice what you read.
Yeah.
And somebody said, well, how long is long hair? Well, I could tell you, but I'm not going to, because you wouldn't like it no how, and you wouldn't do it no how. Amen. I know how long hair is on a woman. I know how long that is, but I'm not going to tell you because you wouldn't like it no how. Amen. Well, anyway, you know, our appearance tonight the Lord says something about that. Well, God help us about all this tonight. Amen. But let me hear and say this to us tonight. Amen. You know, a lot of women, church women, they look nice. Men, not us, men in churches, they look nice. They look nice in church. And at least in church, they dress modestly. But modest dress, beloved, for men and women is not just on Sunday when you come to church. That is 7 days a week.
Amen.
So a lot of them look good tonight. A lot of you look good tonight. So you may dress modestly and nicely, as I've already said, but you can do all that, and you can look down your nose at somebody else and think you're better than they are.
Yep.
Amen. Now, we're to look right outwardly. That's the things I mentioned tonight, more or less, has to do with the outward appearance. Amen. Amen. But what about internally tonight?
Right.
You can look right and do all this I've said to you tonight, and that's more or less external. But what about internally tonight?
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. You know, what about that inward person? That sin that's in your heart? Let me mention some things. Lusting, worldly things, evil thoughts, jealousy, pride, unforgiveness. Amen. And anger and wrath and malice and lying and stealing and and playing a hypocrite, like I mentioned a while ago. Covetousness, amen. Arrogancy and unkindness, untruthfulness, gossiping, tattling, fault-finding, criticizing, amen. And bad words you say, and bad temper and rumors, amen, bitterness and all that. And you know, Paul said something about that in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. You know what he said? He said, examine yourself.
Right.
You said tonight, well, preacher, I'm doing all that you've already said about the outward part tonight. But what about that inward man tonight?
Amen.
You can hide that. You can cover that up.
Right.
Amen. But God help us about it tonight in this day and time, friend, that you and I are living in. The Bible says in the 1 Corinthians 11:28, he has said, but I let a man examine himself. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And it does us all good to do that sometimes. Psalm 139:23, he said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Listen, do you know any sinner or sin that lies and lurks in your heart tonight as a child of God? And people see you and the way you look and appear and conduct yourself, that's commendable, that's good. But listen, friend, they don't see what's in your heart tonight. Amen. So, are you a Christian outwardly, but maybe not inwardly tonight? I'm not asking you to raise your hand if you are a Christian or you say you are. I'm not doing that. But I'm asking tonight, do you want to be? And hey, if you could really say tonight, outwardly and inwardly, you could honestly say before God tonight, well, I believe that I am a Christian. I'm a Christian. But wait a minute. If you say you are, and maybe you are, do you think you could be a little better one than what you are?
Sure.
Do you think you could?
Sure.
Amen. Well, I think probably that we could. I think probably that we could. Amen. But I am asking tonight, do you want to be a better one? If you are a Christian, do you think you could be a little bit better? If you honestly would say tonight, I am saved but not really a Christian in the true sense of the word tonight, but I want to be and I need to be and I need to pray and ask God to help me to make me a Christian that I ought to be. Amen. And listen tonight, surely tonight, every saved person in this building tonight, surely before God, you ought to have, and surely you would have tonight, some desire in your heart to be a Christian. You think that's right?
Yes, sir.
Amen now, preacher. Amen. Oh, my. You know what? I tell you this tonight, friend, from my heart before God. I want to be a Christian.
Amen.
I want to be a Christian in the true sense of the word tonight.
Yes, sir.
And I can't do it in myself.
Right.
I can't do it in my strength.
Right.
But I've got to have God, the Holy Ghost of God, to help me.
Amen.
And Pastor, I pray and pray. And I say, Lord, help me to be what I ought to be.
And
help me, Lord, to be a Christian. I want to be a Christian. That's my desire. Amen. Let me ask you this tonight. Bow your head, close your eyes quickly, and I'm about finished tonight. Listen, be honest with you, please, tonight. Would you be honest? How many would say tonight, Brother Hardin, I really, and hey, you may be one. You may be a Christian tonight, in the true sense of the word. Thank God for that. But you could probably be a better one. But listen tonight. If you're saved tonight, would you raise your hand and say, by raising that hand, I won't, from my heart, before God, I want to be a Christian. Put your hand up tonight. Put your hands up. Thank you. God bless you tonight. That's what I want to be. God help me to be that, and God help you to be that tonight in this service. Now, I don't know, Brother Shepherd, I don't know that I need to try to give an invitation, but whatever the Lord wants you to do, you can do it tonight. Let's stand together, will you, please? God talk to your heart. You really mean business. You really want to be a better Christian. and you want God to make you a Christian tonight that you ought to be, maybe you could come down here and tell God about it tonight. Thank you, preacher. I'm finished. Yeah.